Think about the last time you were lied to. It may take you a minute. Most of the time when I ask people about when they were last deceived, they need a few moments before coming up with something. Eventually, they will recollect the story of the mechanic who overcharged for an unnecessary repair, or the date who promised to call the next day and was never heard from again. Lies that do some kind of emotional or financial damage are the ones that generally spring to mind when we think about the deception we encounter. This makes sense. Events that are painful or dramatic tend to be memorable, and tend also to shape our impressions of the circumstances, like being lied to, that surround them. My guess is that the lie you came up with as the one you most recently encountered involved a blow to either your heart or your wallet. The reality of deception, though, is very different from what such painful memories lead us to believe. Our relationship to lying is far more intimate than the occasional encounter with a deceitful mechanic or dishonest date. Think again more carefully about the last time you were lied to. Perhaps you picked up your dry cleaning, and when you thanked the person handing it to you, he responded, "My pleasure," although both of you knew there was almost no chance that doing your laundry had given him any pleasure at all. Or maybe you were in line at the grocery store and you struck up a conversation with the woman in line ahead of you. Maybe she told you she had never had to wait in line so long before. Really? Or perhaps the last time you checked your email, you were offered a share of a huge inheritance, which you could claim for only a few $1,000s in taxes. Or maybe you were watching television and heard about this or that product's miraculous or life-altering virtues. The truth is, we are lied to frequently, even in the course of a single day. Most of the lies we don't notice or don't even consider to be deception. Regardless of what we choose to notice or ignore, though, the fact remains that lies are a typical feature of our everyday experience. That we do disregard so much deception only underlines how common it really is. We tend to think of lying as something we censure. But just as we smile when the man handing us our dry cleaning lies about the pleasure he took in laundering our clothes, there are lies society accepts and even encourages. Indeed, deception is so indispensable to the functioning of our society that if we removed it, we might not recognize the society that resulted. We probably wouldn't be very comfortable living in it either. The fact is that much of what we think we know about deception is, simply put, not true. Misconceptions too often mask lying's prominence in our society and the ambiguities that surround its operation. So the first step to understanding the role of lying in our lives may be to consider the many ways we misunderstand it.